第二篇，英汉交替口译。
Passage 2, English-Chinese Alternating Interpretation.
口译实践。
Text Interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following dialogue alternatively into Chinese and English.
Good afternoon, may I help you?
我对贵公司新的经营范围颇感兴趣。我可以看一下汽车零部件到案价的价目表吗？
Certainly. Lately, we expanded our scope of business to better serve our Far East Asian customers, Chinese customers in particular. China is such an enormous market that nobody can afford to neglect. My company is willing to establish business relations with all interested Chinese parties.
您这样说我很高兴。我们打算长期从贵公司进口一些汽车零部件。当然这得看贵方的价格是否比他人优惠。坦率地讲，贵方单子上的价格毫无竞争力。我希望知道贵方的最新报价。
We have just updated our prices. But of course, I don't mean our offer is final.As usual, we'd like to quote our new customers the most reasonable price to start our business relationship for the future, even at the cost of a substantial loss on our part.
但是从我对汽车零部件市场所掌握的信息来看，贵方的报盘没有吸引力。此外，我还需要时间来树立对贵公司产品质量的信心。如果您不愿给我方一些合理折扣，我还是打算等一下，先到别处看看再说。
We guarantee the quality of our supplies, and we have free samples for your inspection. As for the discount, we can reduce the listed prices by 5%. This is our floor offer, and you'll have to excuse me, we're not prepared for any counteroffer.
我很欣赏您的直率。虽然贵方的底价与我方所希望得到的价格仍有距离，我还是愿意签合同。我与您有同感，我现在这样做是着眼于我们将来业务关系的发展。
But I'm not sure if you are happy with the terms in the contract.
我研究过你们的合同，有几处还不是很明确，需要讲清楚。还有合同的格式问题，我们希望用我公司自己准备、自己打印的合同副本，您看行吗
？No problem, but everything in the contract should be bilingual, both in English and Chinese.
是的，从品名、规格、数量、单价、总额、货运，全都以双语写明。还有，我们希望货品在六月底之前发出。我们不能接受货运的耽搁。
Of course.
我们付的是到案价，所以保险费由贵方负担。
Certainly, we go by the contract.
好了，没问题了。
That's wonderful. Let's leave the technical details of the contract to our assistants. I'd like to invite you to a drink and celebrate the success of our first business transaction.
不胜感激。我相信我们这次合作仅仅是个开端，今后合作的机会将会更多。